This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
3.4 to go. And the Warriors will get their first play-in victory. 121-116. Curry hits them both. Steph's got 37. Play-in Butler's got 38. Bane stops. Pump fake. Won't get the shot off in time. And that's it. The Warriors. It's on to Houston. And for the fourth time in the Curry-Draymond Kerr era, the Warriors will play the Houston Rockets in the playoffs.
The Rockets
series.
Coming out to play.
The final score here from Chase Center. Warriors 121, Memphis 116.
Oh, we got the Root Sandstorm. Let's go. Tim Roy on the call. 121-116. Playing Jimmy Israel. I told all of you, I told each and every one of you, they'll be just fine. This is the scenario you want. Yes, I'm starting the show. I was right. You were wrong. That's right. I'm patting myself on the back. I'm tooting my own horn. Shout out Daryl the Guru Johnson. And shout out to all of you just waking up, just getting off work, getting ready for school. It's a hump day in the Bay, and we're feeling great today. You know why? No, that wasn't a Dr. Seuss rhyme. Because the Warriors are no longer a play-in team, Joe. They're a playoff team. What a win last night. Grinded out. You got up 20. Got a little hairy there. You lost the lead in the fourth. But on the back of one Stephen Bleepin' Curry and Jimmy freaking Butler, you got the job done.
Play my music again. One second. If you're a Warrior fan out there and you have any hair left on your head whatsoever, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy Jesus. Thank you. You basketball gods.
Jimmy.
I fell to my knees going, hallelujah, hallelujah. I cannot believe we found a way to win that game. If you aren't like me and watching this team, Joe, sports drives us crazy.
Sports,
no, man. No. It drives us insane. They say love makes you do crazy things. No. Sports does. There's a famous line at the end of a movie that I love and I hold dear to my heart. Last Black Man in San Francisco, where those two people are on the bus and they're clearly transplants. They're not from here. And they're complaining about San Francisco. And the guy who's the main character turns to the girls and he says, hey, excuse me. Are you from here? Do you love San Francisco? And they said, no. He goes, you can't hate it if you don't originally love it. Mm. And I'm kind of butchering the saying, but I'm telling you, there is something about your favorite teams. You watching them. Steve Kerr's lineups were driving me insane. Draymond Green was playing awful. Potts, the obsession with Potts. Kevon Looney was doing nothing. There were points in that game I was like, Buddy healed again? What are we doing? We're going to blow a 20-point lead? Oh my God, Jaws hurt and he's cooking us. Why are we not attacking him? That team was driving me insane. And they find a way to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And there's just something about the teams that we love. We simultaneously hate their guts, and yet we love them. And that's the beauty of playoff basketball. I'm exhausted. I feel like I ran a marathon last night. I couldn't even sleep after that game. That was insanity. And yes, Steph hit some big shots down the stretch. Big shots. I wanted Jimmy Butler with the ball in his hands with 5 minutes to go. That's why we got him. Thank God for Jimmy Butler. Thank God for Quentin Post. And the coach throws him on the bench for like 40 real minute times. I go, Doug, Kerr, you're icing your own guy. He goes to Guy Santos. I'm fine with that. I go to Guy Santos. We couldn't find a minute. A minute for Jonathan Kuminga. Thank God they won that game. Because if they had not won that game, I'm telling you, there's not a doubt in my mind we're having questions about the coach, the lineups, everything. Thank God they won the game. They were going to lose. They were going to lose Friday. They were going to lose that game last night. And then Curry hit a couple of bang-bangs at the end of the game, and it wiped it all the way. Draymond Green with one of the worst fouls I've seen in my life.
He did not have a
great game. Desmond Bane is 500 feet away from the hoop. You have five fouls. He's going out of bounds. He's near the half-court line. He's not a threat. And you foul him, and then you circle up like it's a grand slam home run from an umpire. Stop reviewing everything Draymond asked you to. Thank God we won that game. I'm telling you, thank God we won that game. That was exhilarating.
38 points for Jimmy Buckets. Play-in Jimmy has arrived. Now we're going to get the actual play off Jimmy. Thank you, Kevin Harlan, who was on the call last night for TNT. Stephen Curry, 37 points. So they combine for 75 points between the both of them. And you know what? You look on the other side, and I know Ja Morant got hurt, and that sucks. That probably was...
I'm not rooting for that because they were lucky.
Yes.
Because even when he went out of the game, Joe, the Memphis Grizzlies were making plays left and right.
Desmond Bane was unbelievable yesterday.
Amazing.
Desmond Bane, and you know what? Zach Edey, I'll give him some credit because he's a rookie out there, and I know a lot of people are crushing him in that first half. I thought he stepped up in that fourth quarter, and he stepped up way more than the other guy that should have stepped up a lot more. And I give credit to the Warriors defense on this, but more so, Jaren Jackson Jr. Talk about SOFT. Oh, my God.
Joe,
how about 9 3-point attempts for him yesterday? Good. Keep shooting
and
them.
And some terrible fouls.
Hey, Ja, keep shooting those threes. The only guy that kept shooting them, I was getting worried, was Desmond Bane.
Yes.
Because it felt like all the misses, you had three of them, were halfway in, and then they rimmed out. 888-957-9570. We want to hear from everyone
they
today.
They dodged the biggest bullet of
they
all
did.
Time, and I hate to use that analogy. It's the only way I can describe
it. No pun intended.
Joe, I'm telling you.
No grenades yesterday.
I feel like I ran a marathon. And they, look, the wild thing is you saw Steph's hand at the end of that game, and he's like clutching the thumb and the hand, and thankfully he hit a couple shots. There were moments, though, I was like, Steph's taking awful shots. Get the ball to Jimmy. I can't be alone in this.
Hey.
This team, it was driving me insane. And then at the end, I drop to my knees and I go, I love you. I love this team. They drive me insane. They say love drives you crazy. No, the Golden State Warriors were driving me crazy. I know the Giants coined torture. I don't know what this is. I don't know what exactly it is when I'm watching this Warrior team.
It's the Warriors in clutch time this season, Joe.
Whether I might have a heart attack.
Whether it's with Jimmy or without Jimmy. This is what they do. They turn into this team within that final minute, and I get it. You can get into the refs, all of that. And I don't know what that was in the last minute. It didn't need to be that close. Draymond Green obviously adding to that. But this is what they do. But when Jimmy Butler is here, they win these type of games. That's why it was so frustrating when they lost on Sunday. I told you, playoff Jimmy, playing Jimmy.
You called it.
I told you, this is the guy that they need. 18 free throw attempts. He missed six of them yesterday.
No.
But it was what he was doing, not just offensively, because you can look at the box score. Defensively, how many balls was he batting away? How many passes was he intercepting 100%. Yesterday and going driving
big
for the
box
out, putting them in foul trouble? Again, I mentioned it. 18 15 free throw attempts? When's the last time any Golden State Warrior had that many? No, seriously. I don't think you can name one.
Durant, maybe one
maybe.
Name?
Maybe, Steph but I don't had even 13 know. Yesterday. He got to the line a bunch. They were doing some silly fouls, and that's what you do to a team like Memphis, who is going to get in their own way
no doubt.
And do stupid things. They're a young team that does dumb things, and they did that yesterday ad nauseum. Jaren Jackson Jr., you're talking about foul trouble for him. He can't get out of his own way. He had four. Zach Edey was in foul trouble most of that game. Jaw gets hurt. That he was passive after that. And you know what? That again, lucky break for them. But you know what? We're going to take it. You know why? Because the Warriors have definitely dealt with their fair share of injuries all season long. Desmond Bane was a killer yesterday. Scottie Pippen Jr.
I thought he played pretty well.
For that game, Santi Aldama, who's actually played pretty well against the Warriors.
He hit some big shots.
He made some big shots. But it was all the other guys that we talked about stepping up yesterday. Moses Moody, who I said needed to step up in this game yesterday. He stepped up. Nine points for him.
Defensively, he was excellent.
Defensively, he was getting all
hustle plays.
You know what I really loved about yesterday? There was a moment, and everyone remembered it. It was a Ja Morant. It was in the first quarter. He crosses up Moses. Just crosses him up.
Yeah.
Makes him look silly. Even the crowd at home was like, oh, my goodness.
They went to Reggie the highlight as they were going to commercial.
And then Ja was talking that talk. I think I read his lips. He's like, he can't guard me. He can't guard me. And just smiling at the Warriors bench.
No one can guard him, even when he's hobbled.
But you know what? He did guard him well, Moses Moody, the rest of that game.
He did a good job.
He stepped up.
His hands were extremely active. And yes. I thought that him and Quentin Post diving on the floor for loose balls showed me that those young guys want it.
Five turnovers for Ja Morant yesterday. Stephen Curry, you know how many he had coming off that 8-turnover game? One.
Wow.
One turnover for Stephen Curry yesterday. Wow.
Well, he took a couple. I'm being real here. He took some great shots at the end, but there were some sprinkled ones in that I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? And I can't be alone in that. I love you, Steph, but like, what are we doing? There was a point in time where it felt like every guy on the floor not named Jimmy and Steph wanted no part of shooting.
Well, that's the thing that was one of my takeaways. And again, we're celebrating the win today, so it's good vibes only on a hump day.
Thank God they won.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just for ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Again, 888-957-9570. If you're just waking up this morning, Warriors are playing the Rockets. Yes, they are in the playoffs now. They are no longer a play-in team.
Hallelujah.
And again, I've been talking about it. You know, you said
Father Patrick. Book Father Patrick. We need to talk
Holy,
to God.
He's booked. It's Holy Week. He's booked. He's got Stations of the Cross coming up in a couple hours. Leave him alone, all right? But again, Moses, again, going Passover week. Moses stepping up, of course. There you go. Got to do all the religious jokes. Get him out of the way early. But I watched that game yesterday. And going into this Rocket series, and we'll have the next couple days to preview it, the next couple weeks. Thank God we got Warriors in our life for at least the next few weeks, and hopefully longer than that. But this is the matchup you wanted. This is the matchup I wanted. And we're going to see how it shakes out. You have some revenge factors here. Obviously with Dylan Brooks. Obviously with Ime Udoka. Fred VanVleet, what he did to you in the playoffs, 6 years ago now we're going back to.
I'm almost not even ready, though, Joe, to go there.
I know you're not. We'll get there.
I'm ready to collapse. I feel like the Jimmy Butler meme that you saw where he's like, yes, exactly.
He's just doing that.
Leaning over. Like,
right.
That team was exhausted down the stretch. Were they not?
No, they absolutely were. And that goes to show how special Jimmy Butler is. 40 points. Check that, almost 40 points, but for 40 minutes.
It might as well
coming,
be 40.
Coming off 48 minutes, and this is what he told us. Again, let's all remember, Jimmy wasn't tripping after that Clippers loss. You know what he was saying? He was saying this.
Go home, play some dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help it feel better.
That reverberates right there.
Joey, I'm telling you, Dunleavy can't get enough credit for convincing everyone to bring this guy in. Like, they can't get enough credit. Does he hold the ball a lot? Yeah, he does.
You know what?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I wanted him to take air out of the basketball in the final 6 minutes. Quite frankly, I thought Steph and Dre were way too frenetic at times. And I thought, I was like, hey, get the ball to Jimmy. Yeah. And like, when he went back to Pods with 4 minutes to go, I'm like, look, I love Pods. He brings a lot to the table. He didn't have it last night. He just didn't have it. It's okay. Like, form has to matter.
He had it against the Clippers. He didn't have it yesterday.
Yeah,
that happens.
But, like, I thought Moody's defense, though his shot wasn't as pure or whatever, I thought I would have rode Moody's defense for longer stretches. Fine, whatever. We were disagreeing. But, like, I was watching, and these lineups were driving me nuts. There was a key point in the second quarter. He had a Gee. I'm talking about Steve Kerr. Had a Gee-Looney lineup. And Gee was doing some things. Looney was getting absolutely bullied, and I love Looney.
That was not the game for
Kevon.
Yeah, that was not the game.
And I thought that he stuck with that lineup multiple times, a minute too long. And these games come down to a possession here, a possession there. And when I'm watching Ja, he's hobbled with 4 or 5 minutes to go. What is every team in the league going to do when Ja is hobbled the way that he is?
Attack him.
Why we weren't running pick and roll at him to end that game was beyond me. Now, they put Ja on Dre at times, and then Dre was staying in the short corner. Like, you've got to bring Dre up and set that screen. But Dre was kind of scared to shoot last night. GP2 at times was a little scared to shoot down the stretch. And I think that's where I'm going. Like, they need to stick their foot in one lane or the other. That was what last night taught me. You are just going to have to ride out the ridiculous defense of Quinn Post and just hang your hat on his offense. He hit some shots last night that were spectacular. You do not win that game without Quinn Post's contributions. He was awesome. And look, at times he's going to be a turnstile on defense. You just got to ride it out because God bless Looney, and I love him. He wasn't out-rebounding Edie. He wasn't bringing much to the table. And if you're going to go super small, you might as well go with a little bit of offense on all that and have somebody who could stretch the floor. There were lineups, like the Buddy Hield thing was, I was like, Buddy doesn't have it either. Get him off the floor. Get Buddy off the floor. I understand why Steve has certain obsessions with guys that he likes. I trust me, if they would have, and I hate being this guy this morning, but if they would have lost that game,
we would have been ringing every single lineup, every single decision. They came out of a timeout at one point, Joe. That lineup wasn't working, the Looney and Gee lineup, the second time, even though Gee was trying to make plays. Mm-hmm. It was a constipated lineup. At one time, they had, I think it was Buddy, GP2, Gee, Looney, and Steph. And I'm like, what is this, the Steph save us lineup? Bring out the Holy Cross and just pray to God that Steph can do something miraculous?
Back to Jesus.
Like turning the water into wine? No, this is, I'm not feeling this lineup. Like, Steve, they come out of a timeout, and then instantaneously, he's like, yeah, you get up, It's like, why didn't you come out of the timeout with a switched lineup? I'm telling you, dude, we dodged a huge bullet yesterday. And thankfully, they had a five-second violation to end that game. I mean, just
we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
The team is
going to
drive me into the insanity loony bin.
It's okay. Hey, they won yesterday. They won. Hey, Joe, look at me. They won the game. It's okay. They're a playoff team now. It's all right. You got a couple. Got a couple days to
Ask you sincerely.
Rest that mind.
Not that he's a superstar.
Chilling.
I'm not saying he's not. But as a role player, you're telling me you weren't thinking in your mind, boy, you can't get a minute of JK here?
I mean, at times, sure, because I just watched the Memphis Grizzlies doing some dumb things, too. And I was like, you know what? If they're doing some dumb things, maybe Jonathan Kaminga could capitalize off of that. But not really. I wasn't thinking about JK yesterday. Maybe I'm not the only one. I don't know. 888-957-9570. They're going to need him. Hey, they're in the playoffs now. They're definitely going to need him, especially in this upcoming matchup against the Houston Rockets. We'll get into that. They were asked about it yesterday. They're going to need him. Where are the mentals at with him after two DNPs? I'm not sure. That's a conversation we could be having the next couple days, in the next couple weeks. But Gary Payton, to your point, stepped up. 5 of 10 overall, 12-point shooting. That's what we wanted.
But there was a time late in that game where I was like, nobody beat two. I mean, he took a corner three that almost hit the top of the backboard.
I know, but he was shooting them.
No doubt.
I needed that first and foremost. Quentin Post, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, 11 points. Moses Moody, the 3-point shot wasn't there, neither for Pods. But you know what, Moses, he stepped up defensively, 9 points for him. I appreciated that effort. Gee Santos, the box score's not going to show
it. I actually thought he was hustling.
He was hustling. He had 3 offensive boards. He was fighting for something. He should have had another one, but it trickled out of bounds. We got to go, though. We're up against it. We're going to get all of your calls,
you
I promise.
Moody.
Thank you.
Moody was so much better than the box score.
I'm telling you, he needed to step up. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. What's coming up in the game is going to be brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. More of your calls, more of your texts. Warriors are officially a playoff team. They're going to be taking on the Houston Rockets this Sunday. But let's react to that game that took place last night at Chase Center. If you were there, we want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. 121 116. We're breaking it all down. Spadoni and Shasky, the Morning Roast. Come on back. 95.7 The Game.
I still can't believe 5 seconds. And it was 6.5 seconds, too. Somebody synced it up. Someone synced it up online.
It was the whole last minute didn't need to be that ridiculous, and it was.
Officiating was atrocious.
I just want to delete that last minute, and just the game ended when Steph hit that step back three over Scottie Pippen Jr. I was like, okay, 6 points. All right, the game's over. That's how I'm choosing to remember it, because the disaster class of that final minute was something to behold. I was like, can I just go to sleep, please?
No.
I don't want to waste another 15 minutes here. I'm tired, all right?
Joe, the league has got to do two things. Number one, stop with the challenges throughout the bulk of the game. I only think you should be able to challenge
in
like the final
little,
5 minutes.
You don't like this little celebration? If you're watching me on YouTube, you can see me doing it.
Final five or six minutes. It's an epidemic. Final 5 or 6 minutes is when you can challenge, and I think everything under a minute should be reviewed by the league. It's just like kind of like the way the NFL does it.
Like 2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, the final minute.
I don't hate that, but
just stop with every single player going, review that.
The problem in basketball, though, I know it ended up being forever anyways, but like the problem in basketball is if it's 2 minutes or 1 minute, and you can look at every single little thing that happens in a basketball game. I know you can technically do that in football too, but they don't. But in basketball, it feels like, oh, was that a hand check? Was that not a hand check? Did he step out there? Did he not step out? Was that a double dribble? Was that a travel? Like, there's so much
they're
of that baked
doing
in. No, but not really. But when you challenge, yes. But you're saying you should be able to challenge anything.
So, for example,
the booth, like Sakakis, should be able to like call in, is what you're saying.
Well, like on that Pods play, like we saw one replay, everyone's like, yeah, that's not a foul. You know what I mean? Like, again, that's not the end all be all, but I'm just saying, like,
it was a block.
Yeah. It's bad, yeah. Right? Like it's bad. Your consumer should not be on the couch watching it and after one replay be like, yep, that official was completely wrong. And
fairness to the officials there, and Big Boss Man tweeted this out, like, in that angle, like, where he was at, like, it was very tough to tell, and
no
I
doubt.
Hear you.
No
if
doubt.
If it's that close, maybe don't call anything, is what you were kind of alluding to when you saw with Butler earlier, right? When there was contact between him and Aldama. No call.
I love that call.
Yeah, exactly.
But just don't even blow the whistle.
It's apples and oranges, obviously, but that's kind of just using that as an example.
We're going to play through it, but I just think too many times, and Pods has just got to, he's got to get it to his head. Stop complaining to the officials.
Oh, well.
Right? Like, the young guys today,
it's just every single one of them. Just, I saw Scottie Pippen doing it. I saw Zach Edey doing it. Everyone's just twirling their finger. I don't know what the hell they're doing, like they're Willy Wonka or something. By the way, it's Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. You need to do that to go get your air fryer, by the way. You done that yet?
No.
Go get it.
Somebody sent me a link to Costco, my buddy
Please.
Dave. But
go to Freeman's
short,
is what I'm saying, not Costco. Go to Freeman's.
I know. Yeah. He sent me a link of an air fryer at Costco,
wrong.
And I didn't buy it there. I'm going to go to Freeman's.
Thank you.
There were a couple of loose ball plays by Moses Moody to get his hands on him that were just
I love
huge
the effort.
Possessions.
I love the effort
and,
from Moses
and
yesterday.
The one that sticks out to me that was just awful was the Looney foul, the Looney loose ball foul that made absolutely no sense whatsoever, and that was a huge turning point in the game. Not only do the Warriors not get that possession, but then you give Zach Edey two free throws?
Zach Edey.
See, that's why those
actually
things
shoots pretty well for a guy that big, too.
I thought Zach Edey first half was not good,
no.
And I thought the second half was significantly better. They let him off the hook, and this is where I think the lineups were driving nuts. Steve, in real time, do you not realize there are two guys you need to be hunting on defense, and Hobble Jaw and Zach Edey? Mm. The whole point of if Zach Edey's out there, you need to have an offensive player cooking him. That can be a small ball type of a player. You want to go, you know, Gee or someone else. Maybe it's JK. Fine. But, like, Looney's not defending him, and he's not threatening him, so he's able to pack the paint, and it makes your offense significantly more difficult. Like, if you're not going to play Quentin Post, then you need to go to a small ball guy who that Zach Edey has to come out of the paint and guard in space.
Right.
That is the guy, him and Ja were the two guys that you needed to be attacking late in that game. I don't understand what we were doing.
Well, they had a 20-point lead. Again, if you're just joining us, Warriors 121, Grizzlies 116. We're reacting to it. The Warriors are a playoff team. Everyone, take a deep breath. Woosah. It's okay. You got the dubs in your life for at least
Thank
the
God.
Next couple weeks as they're going to be taking on the Houston Rockets on Sunday. Again, we'll have all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. You're home for Golden State Warriors basketball all postseason and now playoff season. We don't have to say postseason anymore. Playoff season long.
How about I think it was like a one-point game or a three-point game or maybe it was a four-point game. And Dre is tipping the ball like it's volleyball over and over again. And one ball goes right to Desmond Bain.
Well,
as he pump fakes, GP2 goes flying. I mean, it's just unfortunate. He goes flying over him. Bang. It was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, it was, what was it? It was Post throwing it back to, this is how it started. It was on the offensive end. Post got the ball.
He was trying hard.
He threw it to Gary Payton, and Quentin's got to realize he's 7 feet tall, because this happened to Zach Edey, too, when he threw it to Ja, like, way over into the stands. Like, these seven-footers are just throwing it to guys that are 6'3", 6'2", and Gary, God bless him, tried to save it, used his hops, but he pitched it right back to a Grizzlies player who's running the floor. I think it was Scottie Pippen. They run it, they smoke the layup, and then all of a sudden it gets batted right, as you were saying, right to Desmond Bain in the corner. Big three, only down a point, and at that point you're like, oh my God, like they're getting that kind of luck at this point. Damn, maybe if Desmond Bane just is the guy, that's going to be the problem, because Ja wasn't really doing a hell of a lot. He had like one floater in the lane, but he was clearly compromised, and I thought they should have been attacking him more towards the end there. And just in general, the lack of aggression from anyone outside of Steph and then Jimmy, I was like, all right guys, like it's okay. You can shoot the ball.
Yes.
It's okay. It was sticking too much. And if you're not out there shooting the ball, then what the hell are you doing?
Well, like, you better be hustling for plays like he was or like Moses Moody was.
Yeah.
Like, I think those guys made key contributions in scramble plays, very specific moments. And, like, that's if you're not bringing something to the table, you're going to get played off the floor.
And that's why I know the frustrations with some of you, Chasky, the lack of Jonathan Kuminga minutes yesterday. But, again, it's not really the overall point
for me. I don't
even
think it's just JK.
It's not JK.
I would throw TJD in there as well.
Oh,
where it's like,
interesting.
No, in these games, where like you're searching, right? Like, Buddy doesn't have it.
Like, did TJD make more sense than Looney in hindsight yesterday?
I might have tried it for a minute. Like, and again, I'm not saying that these guys are the end-all, be-all, but in these games where you're searching for combinations to just get a spark, just get a bucket, get a stop, just try something, I'm watching certain lineups, and I felt like They were so compromised on both ends of the floor. I didn't understand where we were going there. And maybe that's just, hey, guys aren't playing well. But like, I think part of that game in particular was, I felt going in, you should have had a more open mind on, and I said to you, I think Gee could get some run in this game.
Yeah.
I would have tried JK for a minute. I don't think 30 would have been the number of minutes. I would have tried him for a minute because they were searching for someone to be aggressive offensively. They were searching for someone to defend on the perimeter when it comes to Desmond Bane. You were already giving up size to Zach Edey. Might as well try TJD to see if he can bang with him and be a little more athletic, because God bless Looney, that's a horrible matchup for him.
Let's go to Coach Hall in San Diego. He's been waiting here. He's excited about that win. 888-957-9570. We want to hear from the people today. Dub Nation, are you relieved finally? Are you relieved? Did that win calm your nerves going into the playoffs now? You're a playoff team. Can you breathe a sigh of relief? Coach Hall,
God.
I'm asking you,
are you relieved
after that win yesterday? Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I don't know. I'm a bit worried, if I'm being totally honest, about this Rockets series. And I'm worried because Kerr's allegiance to Pods and Buddy Hield. And I'm like, are you not reading the room? I feel like we get reffed differently than other teams. And maybe it's because we berate the ref so much, thanks Draymond Green over the years. They don't give us the benefit of the doubt. But if that's going to happen, you gotta mitigate that. You gotta play, like you said, TJD or Kuminga. I mean, at least let's get 6 fouls out of them. And this Rockets team is super athletic. They're long. Sagoon is going to be a handful. And if we play like that, I don't know what's going to happen, man.
Coach, can I ask you a question?
I'm still rolling with my...
Can I ask you a question? As someone who is a coach, like, you know these games where you just can see right away, like, I love this player, but he's outmatched right now. You owe it to your team to look down the bench and just try someone else?
Real quick, and I'll let you finish, Coach. You saw it with Vince Williams Jr.
Yes.
For the Memphis Grizzlies. Coach Tomas saw 3 minutes of him. He's like, you're done.
And it was probably 2 minutes too much.
Right, and he had 2 turnovers. He was a -6.
And
get the hell out of there.
I texted the thread. He's unplayable.
Exactly.
But like, that's where I'm like, give JK or TJD a minute. Let's just see it. We're searching for lineups, right, Coach?
Yeah, and Bane was killing Pies.
Killing.
I mean, you know, he's taller, he's stronger. Like, you got to – nobody knows Jalen Green better than Jonathan Kuminga. They played together. They grew up in this league together. They do one-on-ones in the summer. If he doesn't get any run in this series, I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm not saying play him 30 minutes, but, man, you got to roll with the dogs, man. Like I keep saying, play to win the game. I don't know what Buddy Hill's problem is, but we got to find something else. Thank God Curry let Moody play through his mistakes because, you know, he was kind of getting cooked earlier. In the game, but you know he buckled down. He got that big stop before half. He got deflections.
How about
he hit
the
a three. He was diving on the ground. Just let him play through his mistakes.
I totally agree.
Thanks, Coach Chuck.
I thought Moody's dunk was a tone setter.
Absolutely. 888-957. After getting crossed up earlier
sick.
For him to have that, absolutely. That was good. That's fighting through adversity after you kind of get a little embarrassed, right? Because John Morant's going to do that real quick.
He's a superstar.
Like, everyone's going to do he's going to do that to everyone.
That's
he's going to cross
saying.
You up. You're going to get crossed over.
He's ridiculous.
But the fact that he was jawing and says he can't guard me and smiling at the Warriors bench after he did that, and then Moses Moody to have that dunk in that fashion, yeah. He was absolutely ready for that game yesterday. And coming off that game against the Clippers where he didn't, let's keep it a buck. He played 30 minutes. He looked hesitant. And I know the shot is still not quite there for Moses, but just be aggressive. Eventually, it'll come. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Let's dive deep into this game. As the show goes on, more of your calls, more of your texts. Hey, we just had the playoff Jimmy, play-in Jimmy experience, folks. Like, does that game that he had yesterday, I want to dive into it, 38 points. Like, do you realize you have Jimmy freaking Butler on your team? And if he plays like that with Stephen Curry in this Rocket series, not only can you beat the Rockets, you can go much further than that. 888-957-9570. Did that performance from Jimmy Butler the third yesterday give you any more confidence that this team, yeah, they can go all the freaking way. By the way, do you believe? Yeah, we're doing that today at 7:30 as well. 888-957-9570. Do you believe this team can win the damn thing? It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. We're rolling on 95.7 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Father's Joe.
It does.
It's distracting for him. But you know what? No distractions today. You know why? Because the Warriors are a playoff team. And the emotion that's coming out of the fans right now is very interesting to me.
Why?
Because it's not what I expected coming in here today. I thought it was going to be happy. Let's go. We're going to beat the Rockets. Then we got the Lakers after that. Then we got the Thunder. We're going all the way, baby. We're talking about Steve Kerr's lineups and we're scared?
No, I think it's the existence of being a Warrior fan. Oh, and the
What's
marathon.
The existence? Yeah, what is the existence? Please.
This team is so, it's so unique. It's the only team I can think of all time where I'm like, yeah, they could win a championship or they could literally lose this game right now.
Then are you a good, like, I don't hate to be that guy, but like, are you a good team or a championship team?
Were the Giants of the 2010s, lose? Were they a good team?
Well, that 2012 team was really good. They were start to finish, I feel like, really good team.
Okay.
2014, they had a really good and great performance from one of their starting pitchers in an elimination game, and they rode that the entire way. And
That's kind of what we did yesterday with Jimmy.
But in hindsight, they did have some like Hall of Famers on that team.
No question. Yeah. So do the Warriors. But look, part of the
2010 was the one for for sure. Like, wow, like that's the one.
But I think part of the normal NBA, not the superstar Warriors with Durant and Steph and all that, the normal NBA is these games are going to give you a heart attack.
Right.
And if you're not doing the woulda, coulda, shoulda, yank this lineup, yank this player, why is that guy shooting? What's he doing? Like, that's just kind of the normal existence of
Is it because they
fan.
Blew that 20-point lead in the way they did it?
I didn't consider it a blown lead. I just considered this is a freaking play-in game that matters to both teams.
Well, it was a blown lead because the Grizzlies did take the lead in the fourth quarter. So it was technically a blown lead after you have 20 points on them. And then all of a sudden, you just let your foot off the gas. No one wants to shoot the ball. They get lazy.
The way they ended the first quarter, the way they ended the second quarter, the way they ended the third quarter was driving me insane.
Momentum is real that way.
Exactly. Yes. And so, like, look, when you see these guys at the age that they're at and how exhausted they are and how much energy they spent, if it didn't cross your mind in the fourth quarter, we have to win this game. There's not a doubt in my mind we lose this game. We are not mentally prepared to bounce back and bring it again on a Friday night. It's just too many games, too much energy, too much effort being exerted. You could feel the sense of you had to win that game in that moment. And look, credit Desmond Bane, hit some big shots. Big shot. They did that. A lot of their like catch-up work was with jaw off the floor.
Yeah.
As he was getting taped up or whatever they were doing with him in the tunnel. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Aldama and the entire Grizzly team. Pippen Jr., I thought, played his butt off. The stats may not show it. I thought he played brilliant. I thought Aldama was brilliant. Look, JJJ made some very boneheaded plays.
Oh, God,
they answered back, though. That team showed a lot of heart.
He had some big threes. I'll give him that. I'm not going to completely crush the guy, but I thought every one of his teammates outside of Vince Williams Jr. stepped up in a big way. Luke Kennard, he even had a three-point shot at one point. Conchar was making some plays. He was making some hustle plays. I know you like your boy Conchar. You just like saying the name. Sounds like a Pokemon, quite frankly. By the way, brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. The guest promotion today is the people. 888-957-9570. Call or text. Again, same number to call or text. We want to hear from you. The relief level, the belief level in this team. We're going to do You Believe coming up in about 35 minutes. I'm expecting a lot of people to be calling in and discuss that belief level, because you can go one or two ways after yesterday's win. Wow. We finally won a play-in game. Can we talk about that for a second?
I don't
even. They were 0-3 heading into that, and after they blew that 20-point lead, I know Joe, I know Carter is like, oh, we're going to be 0-4 in a second. We're really going to trick this whole game off. Shout out, whoop that trick. Yeah, we're going to trick this game off. And they almost did, until they didn't. You know why? Jimmy freaking Butler and Stephen freaking Curry. Those guys can lead you to the promised land. The only question is, will the legs hold up? That's going to be the question. Father Time
legs.
Is undefeated.
What about his thumb?
Thumb? Well, we'll see. Again, that's part of the whole equation. The physicality of these games and these series going forward, and how they're going to affect a Steph Curry in his hand. Because we do know one thing about the team coming up. The Houston Rockets, the one word I would use to describe them is physical.
I'm not ready to even... Like, I can't even decompress from last night's game. We will,
but I'm just saying,
I'll get ready for the Rockets.
That's going to be the next question going forward, is the physicality. But
I think we're all sleeping on the Rockets.
All of that baked into it, probably.
I think we're all sleeping on the Rockets.
Probably.
The Warriors I think this is going to be a tough matchup.
Probably.
I'd actually give the edge to the Rockets.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
I don't think we're giving them enough respect.
If I gave you $100, there's no chance you're betting on the Houston Rockets to win that series.
Joe?
None.
Joe, the team I saw last night was hanging on for dear life, and there were two guys that wanted the ball, Jimmy and Steph, and everyone else on the roster felt, you know, rightfully scared of the moment. And if they want to get where they want to go, which is through Houston and to the next round, they're going to need contributions from more guys. And last night, I saw too many opportunities for others to step up and just make a play.
I thought
outside of Moses Moody
Quinn Post,
a lot of guys came up small.
That double digits for Quinn Post.
No,
I'm not
Quinn
sleeping
had
on.
His moments.
I'm not sleeping on Gary Payton either. I know you're saying he was hesitant late,
he was good through the bulk of the game.
He had 12 points.
But the final 4 minutes... Like, if you didn't think what I was thinking, where the ball got to him in the corner and he took such a bad shot, I thought for the rest of the game it was seeped into his head. Like,
that's what I'm looking at.
I think he was thinking about it.
I'm looking at Draymond Green scoring the ball more though.
Was awful yesterday.
4 points. I thought as a ball distributor he was fine.
No, he had some nice passes.
He had 10 assists yesterday, so I'm not going to completely poo-poo
it. A couple of beautiful ball screens for Steph, but I just thought in general, I thought that was a bad matchup for him. He got bodied.
He fouled out. Like in a game where that and the, It easily could have gone over. Could have gone to overtime.
He could have fouled out earlier too. Well,
it could have gone to overtime, and then you're without Draymond Green in that scenario. Then that's we're looking back and saying, like, what the hell are you doing? Luckily, it didn't work that way. Warriors end up winning it 121-116.
I think Draymond falls into a similar bucket as Looney. Now, obviously, Draymond brings more offensively than Looney, but I just thought that was a horrible matchup for both those guys. They weren't spacing the floor on offense, even though Dre's a way better passer. You are allowing Zach Edey to sag into the paint. You're allowing JJJ to sag into the paint, and you saw it multiple times. There are four and five guys that are going to jump at either Jimmy or Steph. Everyone else is going to be left wide open. And this is where I think you have to stay committed to playing Moses Moody, because Moses at least isn't afraid of the moment. And look, for as much as Pods is a roller coaster, I'll give him this. At least he's not shying away from the moment. Now, yesterday, he got himself into trouble, what he has done all year, over dribble into trouble.
Well, he
passed up a three.
Passed up a three, then he dribbled
into trouble.
Right into trouble, then lost it immediately to Zach Edey or whoever it was. It's like, one of the worst possessions I've seen of the game. But to your point, I'm not going to crush Pods. I'm not going to crush Pods because they won the game, first and foremost. And he balled out against the Clippers, and it ended up being a loss in overtime. But I thought he was key, just keeping them afloat at points in that game with some big shots, obviously in the fourth quarter and then down the stretch. Yesterday it wasn't his greatest game, but Moody stepped up. And that's what it's going to be going forward. Multiple guys stepping up. It's not going to be Pods' night every night. So Moody, I'm looking at you. If it's not Moody, I'm looking at Pods. If it's not Pods or Moody, I'm looking at GP2. I'm looking at Gee Santos. I'm looking at Quentin Post. It's going to have to be the others,
Joe,
getting it done.
Joe, he got Quentin Post was spectacular. Spectacular. He's got fresh legs. He's 25.
He got a little goon in him yesterday. You see that little elbow?
I loved it. He set a great screen. Yeah. I'm okay with that. But you sat the guy for 40 real-time minutes. I'm not talking about game minutes. Real-time. He was ice cold when he came back. Like, that's where coaching, ride the hot hand for a couple of possessions. You're riding lineups that are dudding it out for two and three and four possessions too long. Go to the hot hand. Form, and this is where, like, if Steve wants to tell me I got 10 guys I like to play. Well, form does have to factor in. I understand there are guys that are trusted agents. GP2 is going to be a guy you lean on. I get it, and I agree with it. Like, you're going to lean on him through the thick and the thin. Yesterday, Looney was a bad matchup, and I thought Quentin Post was the guy you waited way too long to go to in the third quarter.
Did you come out of that game yesterday, just given how we're talking, we're an hour into the show?
I feel great about Quentin Post in the next series.
Okay.
I think we found one other guy who wants the ball.
Do you feel better or worse about this team going forward after yesterday's win? Well, which sounds insane.
I'm allowed to take a deep breath.
Okay.